With Amex Platinum, you can enjoy access to dedicated card member entrances at select events, because skipping the line makes you the star of game day. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex. Card member entrance access not limited to Amex Platinum card.
This is Amber and Ian on the road in Ann Arbor, Michigan at the Big House. That's where you will find Jonathan Zaslow and Rashad Jennings. They are getting a personal performance from the Michigan band, who has been practicing at the Big House this evening as we've been on air. I am Amber Wilson. I am not at the Big House because I'm growing a person, which, you know, Zaslow always wants me to explain the whole pregnancy thing.
It sounds weird.
Again, I just feel like it's self-explanatory when you're growing a person. Nevertheless, I wasn't able to travel to this one with you guys. Super FOMO.
You would love it the most. You would love it jealousy, so much.
Zaslow, so jealous of this one.
You would love it so much. I don't think I know anyone who loves college football and all the pomp and circumstance that comes with it than my homegirl Amber Wilson. You would love it the most.
Yeah, I'm really sad about it. I've never been to the Big House. 107,000 people. I mean, an experience like none other. So an epic experience that you guys get to have tomorrow, because Texas is there. Texas is in town. So you get your first top 10 ranked matchup of the season. Tune in for college football action tomorrow night as Illinois hosts Kansas, presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Let's bring in some help with the Michigan conversation. Jack Miller, former Michigan center, Michigan radio analyst, kind enough to give us some of his time. And Jack, since you played center for that team, I got to ask you, this is a team now that's had to replace 6 O-linemen. And obviously, they've had to replace a whole bunch of players because so many of them, 13 of them, got drafted to the NFL. It's a good problem to have. It means you were loaded with talent. But in terms of the O-line particularly, how difficult is it now for this O-line to come out of the gate with a top 10 matchup and need to find its chemistry immediately with so many new pieces?
Yeah, you know, I would say it's certainly difficult. The thing about offensive line is chemistry, and when you can play together, things start to work themselves out, right? You know who the next guy is across from you, and you're passing off twists, and you know you're figuring out how to deal with pressure. Things are pretty sustainable from there. It is tough, though. There's no substitute for experience. It's an incredibly tough thing to do. It takes time. We're week one going into week two. It is something that until live bullets fly in a couple of weeks when you start playing, you don't really know how it works. And certainly they have the workout from this week.
Jack, is Michigan going to need to, you know, match blow for blow tomorrow with Texas? Or does this have to be a grinded-out defensive type of game?
I would think so. I mean, that's what Michigan wants to do, right? Their defense is very, very solid. They have to give the ball back to Michigan. Michigan's offense is going to have to keep Texas's offense off the field. The defense is going to be a big part of that, obviously. So you're going to have to get pressure on Ewers. You're going to have to find a way to make sure that he can't sustain drives. Could put him in third and long and make sure that they get, you know, behind the sticks. Because if you give Ewers and that Texas offense enough chances, they're going to be able to show up. They have a lot of athletes. It's going to be really tough to do. So the idea is, you know, you're going to have to get home with two, you know, a couple guys. And if they don't, it's going to be a long day.
It's definitely going to be a long day. Appreciate it. Rashad Jennings here. Question, now, this game obviously is the biggest game of the week. What for getting the ground game going, it's every locker room you've been in, you know, just like I do playing in the NFL, you know, for 8 years, establish the run, stop the run, establish the run, stop the run. What does Michigan need to do to start fast and make sure that they are owning the ground attack?
Well, the offensive line is, you know, a lot of guys that necessarily haven't started, but they've played a lot of football, right? So you hope to, the identity of Michigan, you run the ball, you get it going, you get a little you know, forward head speed going with those guys. And it's going to be a thing where if you don't get that going, you keep giving the ball back to Texas, it might be a hard thing, right? So you have to establish a line game. There's no doubt about that.
A big one.
If they don't, could be a long game. You got to get.
Oh, we lost him.
And we lost him. That was all right. Well, Jack Miller, former Michigan Center, Michigan radio analyst there. Again, a big one tomorrow at the Big House, which is quite literally where the guys are.
I'll give you an update here on the football game in Sao Paulo as Philadelphia just scored a touchdown. Nice wheel route there, Rashad, as Jalen Hurts
found
Saquon Barkley.
Let's go.
I'll tell you what, though. And there's about 12 minutes left in the second quarter for an Eagle team who I think most Eagle fans would say, wow, we couldn't have had a worse start. They're up now.
Yeah,
like it's early second quarter, and they're ahead. Mm-hmm. So if I'm an Eagle fan, I feel pretty darn good right now.
And I'm extremely ecstatic for my defense really holding, staying stout because, listen, when you turn the ball over early, when you turn the ball over and it's in the red zone twice back to back, you're not at home, you don't have the crowd momentum, and your defense stands sturdy, that's a testament to the Eagles' defense too.
Yeah, so it's been ugly for the Eagles, but
yep.
When you've got 12 and a half left still in the second quarter and Philadelphia is up a point on Green Bay, then who cares what happened there in the first quarter and how bad it looked, because maybe you survived it, maybe you overcame it, and maybe you'll get clicking now.
I'll tell you one of my biggest takeaways right now from this game, and it really goes back to last game. I think it's shocking how good both those teams looked last night. Because
yeah.
you're looking at these two teams right now, and I get it. They traveled to Brazil, but I don't know. Let's not overstate it, okay? They're not in Australia, all right? They weren't on a plane for 24 hours. So I think the travel situation may be a little bit overstated. They look like two teams who are playing week one, you know? And with the way that the NFL works now, the starters don't play a whole lot in the preseason. So I don't think this has anything to do with travel. I think this has to do with it's week number one, which brings me back to last night, which I think the point that I'm trying to make here is Kansas City and Baltimore, they may just be a cut above everyone else. The fact that they looked not only so good in week number one, but so good against each other.
Absolutely, and efficient with each other. So, like, they're true competitors. Those are the two teams that you will 100% see competing in postseason. Now, was it Cohen that said the Browns was going to win the Super Bowl? Now, do we think that the Browns are going to come out? Do we honestly think the Browns could have competed in that type of game, that type of atmosphere, back and forth?
You know what? It's interesting that you say that because I'll tell you what, Amber. One of the things that I thought of last night, and I say this because Amber and I are Dolphin fans, one of the things I thought of when I'm watching the game last night, and I'm saying, all right, we know this was a thing with the Dolphins last year that they couldn't beat teams who were over 500. They only had one win, 1-6. It was against the Cowboys.
Yep.
Only one win last year against teams over 500. And, you know, does last year have anything to do with this year? No, all right. But I'm watching that game last night, and I'm saying, wow. I mean, do I actually believe that the Dolphins are on the level of these two teams that I'm watching right now? Like that was elite football in the Dolphins conference in the AFC that we were watching last night. Do I believe that if the Dolphins played one of those teams last night that we would have gotten that game? I don't know.
Well, here's the problem. It wasn't elite football because it's week one, right? So it wasn't as elite as it's going to end up getting. And that's a huge problem for everybody else in the AFC. But the reality is, I think that you have two teams that also knew that they were debuting for week one of the NFL season. Two teams that are on one of them on a revenge tour, but two teams coming off of a matchup in an AFC championship game, and two teams that obviously are high profile teams. And so I think because of that, maybe you get a next level notch of preparation for week one and maybe also of motivation for week one that otherwise you wouldn't have. Is that fair to say, Rashad? Like, it was just the Chiefs and Ravens show last night and they knew it was coming. So I also wonder if maybe they were playing a little bit harder because of it.
No doubt. And also, just to put a little bit of spice and hot sauce on that one, just remember Likely had said after the interview, if this was their best shot, good luck. You know, and also that lets people know that Baltimore had a bullseye on them. And also, when you have Lamar Jackson saying, I thought it was a touchdown, I still do, it lets you know how much of a pressure situation it was for the Ravens playing against the Chiefs. Without a shadow of a doubt, going into the season, all athletes know. We know who the top dogs are. Matter of fact, as an athlete, I know if I'm the best player on my team, second, third. I know the pecking order. The league knows the pecking order of who's the best. And Baltimore Ravens just said loud and clear that, hey, we coming for you, and if that was your best, good luck when it matters the most. These two are the think they are the best teams, two of the best teams in the NFL, and they're acting like it.
That dude's just fast right there.
I'm just not sure that it is, in fact, the Ravens' best. Green Bay did just score
Jaden
over
Reed,
Philadelphia.
That guy is fast.
Jaden Reed is fast. That is excellent analysis there by Jonathan Zaslow. Green Bay up 12-7 right now. We'll see if they can kick the field goal. 12-7 right now over the Philadelphia Eagles in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Coming up next here on Amber and Ian on the Road, we're going to go through some of the biggest games of the weekend. We'll get you ready for them, give you some of our predictions. That's next right here on ESPN Radio.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
It's basketball season, baby. When you're playing with BetMGM, you don't need to be 7 feet tall with a 7 foot wingspan to get into the action. Oh, you're betting with the big boys now. I'm talking over points, under assists, and exact rebounds all day. Fadeaway jumper from the left wing hitting nothing but net type of vibe. This basketball season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. for New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Arizona called 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts 1-800-327-5050. Iowa 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico called 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling, on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network.
Rolling along here on Amber and Ian on the Road, Jonathan Zaslow, former NFL running back Rashad Jennings. They are at the Big House.
Yo, why
literally.
Can't you throw something in front of my name like you do Rashad?
All right. Championship.
Two-time champion broadcaster.
Two-time. For the Miami Heat. Yeah.
Two-time.
Jonathan Zaslow, talked really well about games, is what he did. Rashad Jennings actually played in games. So, I'm not really, it doesn't really matter what intro I give you, Zaz.
I'm just saying an intro, and it's just like, I'm right here, you know? Just throw something in front of my name.
Also, I'm Amber Wilson, so there's that. You can find Rashad Jennings at Rashad Jennings. You can find Zaslow at Zaslow Show. You can find me, Amber Wilson, at Amber W Sports. That's hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. So we've got a lot of action in college football this weekend for week two. We've got a lot of action in the NFL for week one. We are cooking, baby. We got a full slate. Let's play some Got One.
Amber and Ian, Got One.
We got one!
Is there a referee injured in
this
game?
Yeah, rub some dirt on it. Come on, man.
There's a referee quite literally injured right now in the Green Bay Packers-Philadelphia Eagles game, which is taking place in Brazil. I'm not sure I've ever seen a ref on the sidelines getting tended to by an entire medical staff.
It's a part-time gig. It's not even full-time.
It looks like it's a boo-boo on his shin, though. I don't know know how tough that ref looks right now. James, hello.
Yeah, it's pretty mean to just throw that ref under the bus.
It did look like a little boo-boo on his shin, although I will say getting hit in the shin hurts like...
It does hurt. Yeah, it hurts a lot. All right, let's start with where Zaz and Rashad are at. Number 3, Texas. They are a 7-point favorite on the road against number 10, Michigan. Amber, who you got?
Golly, are we doing that? We're just who we got. We're just picking one, right? Not necessarily against the ESPN bet spread, because 7 points is a huge spread, I feel like, in this game when Texas is on the road at the Big House. And by the way, Texas hasn't been in this position. This is the first time that Texas has been a road favorite against a top 10 team since 2008. It has been a long time since the Texas Longhorns got this level of respect. And I don't know if that says more about Texas, frankly, or a little bit more about Michigan. But since the AP poll still has put Michigan in a top 10, I feel like it says more about where the odds makers think Texas actually is at, that they're willing to put this line on this particular game. I hate the line, but if I'm just picking one without taking into account the spread, I am going Texas, because I just think Michigan, 13 players to the NFL. Obviously, we know the changes there on the coaching staff. They've got so many things changing there in Michigan, and Texas is on a very different trajectory. I understand that it was Colorado State in week one, but the dominance that Texas displayed, that is a good Texas Longhorns team.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to follow you up, and I believe Texas will win this game, and I think they will win it outright. I think they will win by more than 2 touchdowns, to be honest with you. This is only the second time these teams have ever faced each other in history. The first time, it was 38-37, led by Vince Young. The Texans pulled that one off with a game-winning field goal. That is the only time these teams have ever played against each other. It's kind of wild to think. But this is number 2. And I think it's going to be similarly with the same victory, but by a larger margin. I think the Texas defense is a little bit better, but the offense is definitely better. Michigan is riding on their defense right now. We saw the tune-up game. We give Fresno State a little bit of credit, but however, when you're paying somebody $1.8 million to come in and take an L, we want to see a little bit more. But who knows? Maybe they were saving the playbook for this. Maybe they were prepping for this, and, you know, we could see. But I think Michigan's setting in a good spot to be competitive with their offensive – with their tight end and the crowd. But however, Texas wins this one.
Zazzle, speak up.
No, I'm not. I already told you this, all right? Were you not listening? I'm not picking the game until tomorrow at the end of College Tailgate. Everybody knows at the end of College Tailgate, I make my pick for the game that we're at. I'm not doing it tonight.
Well, first of all, I can't be at the end. You're going to pick it at 1 p.m. Eastern at the
end?
This game will have already kicked off.
I'll figure it out, okay?
That's not rocket science. That's a pro move, though.
All right, everyone tune in from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. somewhere within those hours. Stay tuned in the whole time. Somewhere within those hours right here on ESPN Radio. Zaza will reveal his pick in Lee Corso-style fashion. Last week, it was foam fingers. We'll see what happens this week. James?
Got One is brought to you by Johnsonville, reminding you to keep it fun, keep it together, and keep it juicy. Let's move on to the NFL. The Jaguars at the Dolphins. Dolphins are 3.5-point favorites at home. Zaz, who you got?
Okay, well, I mean, who are they playing?
The Jaguars.
Dolphins? Not the Jaguars. I mean, the Jaguars?
The Jaguars, yeah. That's
okay,
what
the, Jag- the Jaguars.
The Jaguars,
okay,
yeah.
All right, Dolphins and Jaguars. Yeah, I got the Dolphins. What are we doing here? I think the Dolphins are going to look fantastic on Sunday. I think the Dolphins, the Jaguar offense, I don't think it's going to be able to keep up with the Dolphins. I love the Dolphins in this spot, Rashad.
The Dolphins seem to have a little bit more of an advanced scheme. Schematically, I think they also have a little bit more firepower with their weapons. However, I do like the Jaguars. Wars. it's going to be a tight game. I think I'm hoping.
Rashad's repping Duval.
I'm hoping Duval takes this one. I really am. I don't want to go against him. It's week one. There's a lot on the line. However, we do know that when the Dolphins get a lot of pressure in their face, they sometimes don't know where to go with the football.
This isn't a lot of pressure in their face, though. This is the Jaguars. in the 305. Flyers? Yeah, the Dolphins will be just fine. Obviously, I'm taking the Dolphins in this one, James.
Yeah, I'm shocked. The Texans are 3-point favorites on the road at the Colts. Rashad, who you got?
Texans. I'm riding with them. Not by large margin, because I do think Anthony Richardson is going to be an excellent quarterback. If you're a fantasy owner, if you have him, I really think he's going to be top three. However, C.J. Stroud, what they have going on in Texas with all of the weapons, their defense, Ryan's is their head coach. I love him. I love what he's doing. You know, they're running it down there in Texas. I see them playing in the postseason at a high level. So 100% I'm going with the Texans.
Amber, I like the Colts. You and I, we both like Anthony Richardson, obviously. I'm excited to see what that Colts offense with Anthony Richardson looks like when he has Jonathan Taylor in the backfield. They never played together, all right? Taylor missed the first few games last season. Anthony Richardson got hurt in game number four. I like the Colts.
I like the Colts overall. I think that if Anthony Richardson, if AR can stay healthy, it's a big if, then this Indianapolis team could be much better than people think, and I think it's a well-coached team as well. That being said, in this particular matchup out of the gate, with as little starting experience as Anthony Richardson has overall, entire collegiate experience combined with the NFL, I think I'll still give the nod in this matchup to the Texans because it's week one.
Real quick, Cowboys at Browns. Browns are 2.5-point favorites. Amber, who you got? Real quick.
I'll take Cowboys. I'm surprised the Browns are favored by 2.5.
I like the Cowboys as well. I think it's the start to an MVP campaign for Dak Prescott.
Ooh,
Browns, buddy. Browns win this one. Browns win this one by 2 touchdowns.
Whoa,
ooh, buddy!
Wow.
2 touchdowns, going with that dominant defense there in Cleveland.
Wow.
Coming up next year on Amber and Ian on the Road, we're going to talk to the second Heisman Trophy winner that we're speaking to tonight. Ricky Williams joins the show next.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
First top 10 matchup of the season, Texas, of course, at Michigan, noon tomorrow. That's where Zaslow and Rashad Jennings are. Amber and Ian on the Road is presented to you by Progressive Insurance. You can find Zaslow at Zaslow Show. You can find Rashad at Rashad Jennings. You can find me, Amber Wilson, at Amber W Sports. So those guys are in the big house live right now. We're getting you ready for a monster matchup. Let's bring in some help with the Texas conversation. Ricky Williams, former Longhorns, and in my opinion, and
former Dolphin. Come on, Amber.
Dolphins running back. That's the more important element here. But right, fine. He also won that Heisman Trophy in 1998. So we're going to talk to him about the Texas Longhorns. But Ricky, before I even get into this matchup or your Longhorns, I'm so curious because you've always been very vocal about your personal journey during your playing days. I'm very curious how Ricky Williams looks at the state of college football today in 2024, where these student athletes have a lot more freedom than you did in terms of being able to transfer a bunch and making a bunch of money in NIL. Do you think that would have been easier for you, or do you think that would have been harder for you if you were starting out your career at Texas now?
It depends on the coach. You know, I think when I was in school, I had John McAvick for 3 years, and I had Coach Mack Brown for a year, and they were both very good about establishing culture and the importance of football and what we were doing. So I think I would have been fine. An interesting answer to that question is I'm not sure I would have gone to the NFL if that were the case. Because what we're seeing now is essentially the college athletes are professional athletes. And you see a lot of opportunities for players who are great program players, might be great collegiate players, but don't quite make it to the next level. They have the ability to make some money and get themselves started in whatever direction they want to go in life.
Ricky, so tomorrow, Texas and Michigan, I believe, have only played each other one other time in the Rose Bowl about 20 years ago. So when you see your alma mater, Texas, is at the Big House tomorrow against Michigan, what kind of feelings does that bring for you? I mean, it feels like a special kind of game, right?
Yeah, it's special for a bunch of reasons. But if I'm being honest, the first feeling it brings up is disappointment that we didn't get to play Michigan last year. You know? But after I get over that, which is pretty quick, it's exciting. I mean, this is a wonderful year for Texas. We're in the SEC. We're going to have a more competitive schedule. We get to play Michigan up at the Big House. So we've been talking for a decade at least, almost two, about Texas being back. And I think we're having opportunities to show that we are, and this weekend is going to be another big one.
Ricky Williams, Rashad Jennings here, a fellow running back in the NFL as well, man. You just want to date you back for a second if I can. I'm a fan of you. I was a fan of you. I watched you when I actually was a youngin'. You played against my brother in the 62nd annual Sugar Bowl, December of 1995. You played against Virginia Tech. I was a little kid in the stands watching my brother, Bron Jennings. He had six catches for 77 yards. Love my brother, man. But I remember watching you destroy all of college football. I was like, yo, this is the kind of running back I want to emulate. This guy is special. I always watch your tape. So just want to say, man, you got a fan. Now, just dating back to college, though, again, kind of going along the line with the questions, what is it going to take for Texas, going back to your college days, what is it going to take for them now being at Georgia is such a powerhouse? And now that Texas is in the SEC, what is that going to take them to actually not only compete but have an opportunity to win the championship now?
To keep doing what they've been doing. You know, I talk about this past decade since Coach Brown left, and Texas has really struggled. You know, we'd have a great game, we'd upset someone, and then we'd go down into the cellar, and we wouldn't be able to keep it going. What I've seen under Sark is a progressive improvement. You know, and if we keep on that track, you know, almost making it to the national championship last year, if they keep doing what they've been doing, they're going to be fine.
Ricky Williams, former Longhorns and Heisman Trophy winning running back, joining us here on Amber and Ian on the Road. Ricky, obviously Rashad just mentioned there, you have played in monster games, frankly, at both levels, but you played in monster games in your collegiate career. This Texas team is about to play in front of over 100,000 people tomorrow at noon in its matchup against Michigan. Did crowd size matter to you when you were playing, or is it like all the same once you get past, you know, 50,000 people?
Well, typically there's not a disconnect between the competition and the crowd size. So usually when there's a big crowd, it's because it's a very competitive game. And so it adds to the opportunity, right? It's because, you know, if you're playing in front of a big crowd, like the biggest crowd I think I played against Nebraska my senior year, and Nebraska was really good back then, so it just helps you get up for the game, and you know you're at the Big House or on a big stage. It adds to the excitement.
Now, Ricky, this is a college tailgate campus tour that our show is doing all season long. Last week we were in Gainesville for Hurricanes at Florida Gators. Today, you know, tomorrow we're here for Michigan hosting Texas. We are at Texas later on this season. So we're going to be in Austin for the Georgia-Texas game, all right, for late October. So two things, Ricky. What is in store for us when we go to your old home stadium? What can we expect there? And what was your favorite road stadium to play at when you were in school?
So I already mentioned in Nebraska. I know we came into Nebraska. We walked out onto the field, and it was literally a sea of red. I mean, they were everywhere. And there's one point in the game where we were backed up against our own end zone, and they were so loud. A tough place to play, but we beat them, and as we were walking off the field, they gave us a standing ovation. Never experienced anything like that.
Ricky, real quick, everybody would love to know this question. Heisman Trophy winner or Super Bowl champ? If you had to pick one, which one would you go with first?
Ooh, that's tough, and I'm a little bit biased. You know, I got a Heisman, and I got close to a Super Bowl my last year with Ravens. We lost in the AFC Championship game, a last-second missed field goal. You know, it's I don't know if I can answer that. I do things now where, I do memorabilia signings, and I'm there signing my Heisman inscriptions and my other inscriptions, you know, and I see all the Super Bowl champions signing their Super Bowl inscription. It's tough to say, but to answer it, I'd take both.
Those would be a sweet deal. Both those lines might even be longer for Heisman Trophy winners, frankly, with just the amount of fanfare, of course, that there is in college football. Ricky Williams, former Longhorn great, former Dolphin great
and Dolphin.
As well, and 1998 Heisman Trophy winner. Thanks, Ricky. We appreciate your
thanks,
time.
Ricky.
A couple Dolphins fans, if you couldn't.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We are rolling along here watching also the live action in the NFL because the Packers up right now on the Philadelphia Eagles 19-14. So Green Bay scored again while we were having that conversation with Ricky Williams and Rashad. The Eagles secondary leaving something to be desired right now.
Yeah, Rashad, the Eagles secondary. I don't know if you heard that. Amber was saying the Eagles secondary while we're talking to Ricky. I don't know if you saw, but while we're talking to Ricky, another touchdown, second of the game for Jaden Reed, who I already told you the first time was very, very fast. Philadelphia has the ball back now, but the Eagles secondary leaving a lot to be desired here so far.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a lot open and, you know, opening up the playbook a little bit more. I think everybody settled down, got acclimated to the atmosphere because, boy, starting off, both
6-0 after the first quarter, right?
Yeah, and it was an ugly 6-0 because it was two turnovers early. Both put the Green Bay Packers in the red zone, and they only capitalized out of 6 points. I mean, it's a good shout out to the Eagles defense, but you can see that Love has calmed down and he's finding his targets. And, you know, there's still a few drop balls, but he's on point. Like, he's been poised. He's finished his last season poised. He was a go-to count-on guy for Green Bay of putting the ball in the right spots and protecting it. And he's doing that right now. So, you know, Green Bay looks like it's going to be a tough team in that division.
And yet the score is only 19-14. Like, Green Bay has looked better in this game. Right? I mean, in my opinion, significantly better in this game than Philadelphia has looked. And yet, it's not like Green Bay is completely dominating this thing. And
Philadelphia, it's a 2-minute warning now. Philadelphia's in plus territory. If they can get a touchdown here before the end of the half, you're feeling a lot better about it for the Eagles.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Obvious, but yeah.
Absolutely. And like Rashad said, I mean, you have Jalen Hurts coughing up the football a couple times there in the first quarter. This is overall, I would say, guys, that the way that these two teams have been playing, though, overall is what I expected last night to look like and what I expect a lot of the games to look like, Rashad, this weekend, because I guess I just anticipate week one, it's going to be sloppy football while everyone's sort of getting used to things.
Yeah, and what we're seeing, if you will, is tiers of valued play. You know, when you take the Kansas City Chiefs going against the Ravens and you watch how they're high octane going at it versus – and that was week one, granted, and that's why I likely said this is the worst football you will see us play. But then when you watch Green Bay – and you watch them taking on, excuse me, you watch them taking on
Philly,
you see a different tier of excellence. They got a lot of good players, a lot of good coaching staff, a lot of good things happening, but it's just a different tier of play. And I think that's what separates these guys in the league.
It's an interesting spot here, Amber, because it's 4th and 3 as a timeout here. It's 4th and 3. They could attempt a 51-yard field goal here. Eagles are down 19-14, but then the Packers have a ton of time left before the end of the half to get those 3 points back. I think the Eagles go for it here. I think you try and pick up the first down. You try and drain that clock. If you have to take a field goal with seconds remaining, fine, because Philadelphia gets the ball to start the third quarter. You want to get that double score. You want to have the ball last in the second quarter, get the ball first in the third quarter. You give up that opportunity, essentially, here if you kick the 51-yard field goal. I think they go for 4th and 3 here.
Well, we will keep you updated on whatever happens here moving forward in the live action in this game. Also coming up next here on Amber and Ian on the Road with Jonathan Zaslow, Amber Wilson, and Rashad Jennings. We are going to give you some big monster energy players that you need to watch in our top 10 ranked matchup this weekend in college football.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ESPNPod and use code ESPNPod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNPod and use code ESPNPod.
Ah, fall Saturdays. The air is crisp. The game is on. Your friends are here, and you're outside on grill duty. The Home Depot knows missing the game is not an option. Thankfully, the Traeger Timberline XL Grill is here to help you play defense and make the most of every Saturday. First up, we've got fans to feed, and the Timberline XL is a real crowd pleaser. It can bake, smoke, sear, fry, and saute, so you can feed everyone at the watch party. Whether you want sweet, tangy ribs, jalapeno poppers with a smoky kick, grilled street corn, or some classic buffalo wings, this utility player can do it all. And with Wi-Fire tech and the Traeger app, you can monitor your smoker temp, meat probes, and pellet levels all from the comfort of your couch. So you can watch the game, not the grill, and never miss a moment. Defend your game time with Traeger and the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Still keeping an eye on the live action in the NFL on our television sets between the Green Bay Packers, the Philadelphia Eagles. Packers still up right now, 19-14, under 50 seconds left.
They
in
did
the
go
second
for fourth down
quarter. They went for it on the fourth down,
yeah.
And they converted.
Yeah.
A nice throw there from Jalen Hurts. What, have you guys noticed anything about the crowd? I mean, obviously we're doing this show, so
it looks
we're
like
all
a, it looks like a
silent.
Pretty excitable crowd. I mean, obviously it's packed, but it looks like a pretty excitable crowd.
Yeah, are they into it? Because that's the whole
so.
Thing with this. I think Rashad is. It's like, why are we playing a game in Brazil? And I know the players weren't thrilled about it, but Rashad, I think it's because the NFL is trying to grow its brand all around the world, right? Like, you're already the most dominant sport here. So where do you go from there? Well, you have to go to other markets that you might not be as dominant in.
Absolutely. And it's playing over, you know, playing out of the country is fun, but it's
did you play any games out of the country?
Yeah, we went to London, and it's odd. It's very odd to play in a stadium that the crowd truly, truly does not fully as a unit understand the game. You'll hear a lot of cheers at random spots, or it'd be fourth down and one, and, you know, nobody's like clapping, or, if, you know, at kickoff, we would get booed when people would kick the ball off and nobody did anything. We would get booed. Like, what is going
like
on?
Like, it was a touchback?
Yeah. We would get booed. So it's they're used to a different
That's
style
amazing.
Of football, and so I appreciate it so much more of the fans of the NFL that understood the game of when to cheer, when to boo, when to get loud, when to scream, when to be upset. And it just felt a little odd. You really got to focus in a lot more when you play out of the country.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense that the crowd wouldn't be nearly as well-versed in how to react to everything that you guys are doing out there. So
how dare you not risk take the ball 8 yards out of the end zone?
Right. Well, and listen, that's what used to happen all the time. I mean, the whole reason we have the new kickoff rule in the NFL is to try to prohibit that.
How
right?
dare you not
every
run
damn play was a touchback.
How dare you not run past that wedge?
That is so funny that's how. But I mean, it makes a lot of sense. So I'm sure, like you said, that it's a interesting experience, probably a cool experience, but definitely adds an entirely different element to things. So we'll keep you updated on the live action happening before us in the NFL. But of course. Of course, we've also got college football, because that's what we're about here on Amber and Ian on the Road. And more importantly, that's what we're about tomorrow right here on ESPN Radio on Tailgate, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yep.
You will hear Jonathan Zaslow. You will hear former NFL running back Rashad Jennings there once again. They will get you ready for the entire slate of college football. They are live from the Big House in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Texas is in town for a top 10 ranked matchup between those two teams. third-ranked Michigan, or third-ranked Texas, rather, against 10th-ranked Michigan. So a monster one there in the Big House. They will be there for it all. Speaking of monster, we've got to give you some big monster energy players to watch.
Who will step up big this weekend in college football?
I feel like something great is about to happen out here.
Watching downfield, all the way to the end zone.
This is Big Monster Energy.
Ready to take it to the next level? Unleash the beast this college tailgate season with Monster Energy. Tear into a can of the meanest energy drink on the planet. Monster Energy, unleash the beast. Rashad Jennings was playing Monster Pong when we were...
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. So what was in those? They're just
beer pong, but with it looked like it had Monster in the cups instead of beer pong because he was with the.
But how much energy do you need? I mean,
Rashad, you tell us. Were you actually participating? Were you playing by the rules? I heard that was your first time ever participating in pong.
Yeah, that was, and I had water in mine. So we had water pong going on.
Yeah, you're
on
like a super clean guy, right?
Yeah, super duper clean.
So you've never
man.
Played beer pong in your life, huh?
Well, you know, that's why he got to where he got. That's why I got to where I got.
Well, I guess you're both sitting in the same place now.
Yeah, we know.
That's true. So it depends how you look at it. Who that's worse for. But yes, that's true.
I don't know. I don't know who that's more of an insult for, frankly. But nevertheless, Monster Pong is a very serious game that they had at the tailgates there in Gainesville, Florida. We have to find out, though, who are our monster players to watch. I would nominate Zaslow. Several players. I would nominate that Michigan O-line that needs to gel after losing six players on that line alone. And really, this game, I think, is going to come down to the trenches, where you're going to look at the O-lines and you're going to look at the D-lines, because that seems to be the bread and butter of this matchup. We know Quinn Ewers for Texas is going to do his thing, but what is it going to look like in front of him against a Michigan defense that probably under Martindale is going to be really, really aggressive. So I think in the trenches, those are the big monster plays that I'd be looking forward to. What about you, Rashad?
On Texas side, I'm really interested. I'm always looking at the running backs. You know, you got a guy in Jaden Blue, averaged 5.2 yards a carry against Colorado State. Yes, but I think he needs a monster game. Absolutely. And then when you look on the Michigan side of the ball, I think the tight end, I think Colston Loveland
is big boy. Yep.
Yeah. He a lot is going to run through him this entire season. So I'll be anxious to see what kind of game he has. And with that, it goes to the quarterback. How is Warren going to do? How is he going to get him the football? Is he going to be consistent? Is he going to have enough pressure on him for the defensive side to slow him down? I think those are the components on the offensive side is quarterback and Warren along with Loveland. And then with the Texans, I'm really concerned about their run game because it's still up for question. It's still a question mark on some of their running backs, and it's going to come down to those guys.
Yeah, for me, Amber, big monster energy players to watch tomorrow, Texas, Michigan. I'm not giving my pick for the game right now. Everybody knows that I do that tomorrow before the game starts on College Tailgate with me and Rashad Jennings. But I will tell you, I think it's a low-scoring game. I think this is a game that is going to I know it's a very cliche thing to say that the game is played in the trenches, but you look at this Michigan defensive line. Mason Graham, Kenneth Grant, these are big boys on that D-line, and specifically Mason Graham. This guy's a projected top 10 overall pick. They have a couple of projected top 10 overall picks on the defense. You then include cornerback Will Johnson, but I look at that defensive line, specifically Graham, Grant. I expect those guys to have big games. Those are guys to watch for tomorrow, big monster energy players.
Those are big monster energy players. I question whether you're going to see Davis Warren be a big monster energy player. That's really the question for me also with Michigan is the passing game going to actually be a threat? Warren made his first career start last weekend, 15 for 25, 118 yards.
They mix in the other quarterback to run the ball too with Davis Warren.
Well, and then that's the thing because there was a quarterback battle leading up to the season. So yeah, now you're mixing in Orgy because he's got the legs, because he can run. He put up some rushing yards last week against Fresno State. So what does that mean for that quarterback position? And this isn't a team that's been incredibly reliant in the past on the pass. It's not like it's always had this high flying offense, but at the same time, you have to get some passing yards out of your quarterback. It's got to look a little bit better than it did against Fresno State.
It's all happening tomorrow, Amber. It's all happening.
It is all happening tomorrow in the Big House, which is where they are. So tune in on your radios tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern, for tailgate,